Before heading to Juneau, Anchorage legislators are listening to community input on ways to cut state spending. They hosted a listening session on Saturday at the Lusac Library. Some community members urged the legislature to cut local capital projects like the UMed District Northern Access Road. Anchorage resident Kaylin Saxton told legislators that money should be redirected from the road project because it would not help current traffic problems on Burgaw near East High or the Alaska Native Charter School. She said the money should be given to the school district instead. State House Minority Leader Chris Tuck from Southeast Anchorage says funding for some local capital projects should be redirected.
We're not going to be able to fund every project, and especially the controversial ones. So I think that this is an area that we may have to hold back for a while and start making sure that we take care of the necessary needs that the public expects from us.
Tuck says that includes the money for the $20 million UMed Access Road and the $2 million South Anchorage High School Stadium. He says state funds can be reallocated, though projects with federal funding are more complicated. Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, a Republican from Northeast Anchorage, says she won't comment on which Anchorage projects should or should not be funded.
You know, I'm just going to wait until we get down to Juneau and hear all about these projects. I'm not going to speculate right now as to what I want to get rid of and what I want to make sure happens.
Ledoux says she will also be looking closely at how the Anchorage School District is spending its money. Community members spoke both in favor and against increasing education funding during the listening session. The state's legislative session begins January 20th.